Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from Matthew chapter 5. You have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be liable to judgment. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council, and whoever says, you fool, will be liable to the hell of fire. This is the text. These past 2 weeks, we've been focusing on our need to avoid the lie and seek the truth. Our world is filled with lies that sound plausible and make us wonder if what we hear in Scripture is really real. Satan is the father of lies, and he doesn't come at you with horns showing, breathing fire. He's much more crafty than that. And one subtle, very dangerous lie that really is everywhere because Satan attacks God's word. One lie is that Jesus' words in the Sermon on the Mount and God's word in general, that the message that is being sent by God is, do this, obey these commands, then you will be right with God. And Satan knows that playing a part in our own salvation is very appealing to our old Adam. We want to be our own God. And Satan wants you to think that you are, you know, maybe doing what you need to do in order to be right with the Lord. Or he wants you to see the law as being so hopelessly impossible to fulfill that we despair of trying. But for those of us who know that we are saved by God's grace alone, through faith, apart from works, we can quote Ephesians chapter 2, 8, and 9 by heart. I even have it printed on the back of my business cards. Satan has a sweet little lie for us also. We hear God's word of law that if you're angry with your brother, you're a murderer and are liable to judgment. You deserve death and the hell of fire. Well, have you ever been angry with anyone? I deserve death and the hell of fire. We all do. Jesus says so. Satan's sweet little lie is that God's word of law is really no big deal for us anymore. I'm baptized. I have the gospel. It doesn't matter if I get angry. I'm covered. It doesn't matter if I look at a woman lustfully or look at pornography. The lie is that it doesn't even matter if you act upon these desires and pretend that you are married to someone when you're not married to them. The lie is that God's law has been abolished by the gospel. We heard Jesus say last week in our gospel reading from the Sermon on the Mount, he says, I have not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. He has kept it for you. He has done what you would have no hope of doing. But do not think that God's law, which really shows God's will for you in this life, don't think that God's law does not matter. He desires these good things for you. And that's what his law really shows. I mean, if God's law is kept, good things happen for us. You know, if there is no murder in the world, that would be a good thing. The world would be better. If there were no anger, if people did not steal, if our relationships, where everyone explained everything in the kindest way, if that happens, life would be better. This is what God has designed your life to be, but sin steals this away from us. if you are angry with your brother, sin has stolen away part of the good that God intends for you. And if you are angry with your brother, Jesus says, you deserve death and the hell of fire. He also says, if you say, you fool, you will be liable to the hell of fire. This one hits particularly close to home for me. The Greek word for fool is moros, from where we get the word moron. I have to confess, my use of the word moron has greatly diminished since the football season has ended, because it seems that teams for which I cheer are populated with those who I have assessed to be morons. And there was a running joke in our house this fall as the girls picked up on my repeated frustration as I expressed while watching the games on TV, and I would say, "You moron! I am a sinner, and I deserve the hell of fire for all eternity." I'm not saying this to be funny. That truly is what I deserve. And this is why being saved by grace through faith, apart from my works, it is a gift from God. This is the truth that brings me comfort and joy. Now, Jesus called the scribes and Pharisees morons, fools, later on in Matthew's gospel. The problem isn't with the word. He expresses righteous anger at how they have abused their place within the kingdom of God and within the church on earth. My anger and frustration tends to be not so righteous, which is why I deserve the hell of fire for saying the same word. And it is what I deserve. The world stands condemned already. That's what Jesus says in John 3, verse 18. You know, just two verses after John 3, 16. Jesus says, the world stands condemned. We are liable to judgment. We would all stand before the judgment and all be declared guilty if it were not for the Son of God fulfilling God's law for us. Jesus came not to abolish the law, not to get rid of it, but to fulfill it. Because you and I, we can't keep the fullness of what he demands. We are sinners who deserve the hell of fire. And this is the balancing act with the truth of God in the middle and Satan's lies on either side. For those of us who are gung-ho for the gospel, Satan says, "Oh, did you hear what Jesus said? If you obey all these commands, then you have no fear of judgment." He knows deep down in our old Adam we want to try to keep the law on our own and provide for our own salvation. He knows we'll fail. He knows we'll get frustrated. He knows that we'll get angry. He wants us to despair of trying. We can't obey this word of law. It would be easier for me to tear out my eye and throw it away, or cut off my hand and throw it away, so that I would stop sinning with my eyes and my hands. If only keeping God's law were that easy. Satan wants you to look at Jesus' words and despair, as if your sin has disqualified you from the grace of God. And on the other side of truth, Satan says, "Well, aren't you baptized and forgiven? Well, don't worry about all of these words of Jesus. That's just for those bad people out there." And he turns the gospel into a pillow that our sinful mind can sleep on in comfort. As I said last week, you cannot be comfortable in your sin and be comforted by the gospel at the same time. If you see violence and it doesn't make you uncomfortable, if you hear the name of God profaned And it doesn't make you uncomfortable if you see people who are not married pretending to be married, and it doesn't make you uncomfortable, then there is something that is wrong. In between Satan's lies is the truth, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, salvation by grace through faith, a gift from God apart from works, but responded to by our works, which God prepared beforehand for us to do. That's Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. As Jesus said earlier in the Sermon on the Mount, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Not for the praise of you, not so that you can get into heaven, but for His glory. The message of Christ on the Sermon on the Mount, it's not do this, obey this. And it's not, don't worry, be happy. I got you covered. Rather, Jesus says, I bless you. Blessed are the poor in spirit, those who are empty of themselves, who know that they have nothing to offer God. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. You are mine, the Lord says. And your heavenly Father would pay any price for you, even the cost of the life of His own Son. And I have prepared good things for you, God says. But your life on earth will most likely be more difficult because they will hate you because they hated me first. That is His message of truth. Adam believed Satan's lies. You and I have believed a lot of Satan's lies, and our sin is our rejection of what God has designed our life to be. You and I still deserve the hell of fire. You can't fix this on your own. We are part of this world that stands condemned already. But Jesus says, I came to keep the law for you. You are saved by grace alone, through faith. It is a gift from God, not by works. Don't believe the lies. Walk in the truth. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.